Cuthbert Nxumalo is a young Zimbabwean who survived COVID-19. He details his ordeal.
I tested positive for COVID-19 in September last year. So when I tried to go to a nearby hospital, they told me that they could not admit me because my temperature was too high. I tried to two private hospitals and they told me that they couldn't admit me again because my temperature was high. I got a private doctor who was treating me at home.
He says the situation opened his eyes to the poor state of Zimbabwe's health sector. He was particularly hesitant to visit public hospitals because he was certain he would not get much care. Morale is low there, with nurses spending the bulk of 2020 on strike, demanding raises and protective personnel equipment. Donald Mujiri, a Minister of Health official, defended the government's capacity to provide care similar to private hospitals.
Inviting your own family doctor to your home or wherever, I would say it's your own choice. But not that we are not giving services to public hospitals, no. And remember, in public hospitals, it's free. All COVID-19 patients are treated free of charge. I don't think government can monitor that. But what we can monitor is what comes to our institution by way of admission and the treatment.
Nxumalo says his road to recovery offset him just under $200 American. Civil servants earn just below $200. And part of it is in local currency. Home care for COVID-19 patients has provided additional revenue for healthcare workers, the majority of whom are underpaid in the public sector. Many say they can't afford to go to work without large raises to cope with rising costs of everything from food to fuel. Itai Rusike, executive director of the Community Working Group on Health, says the private sector is the reason why public hospitals are overwhelmed.
The exorbitant pricing and the profiteering practices of the private doctors for COVID-19 treatment and care is not acceptable, as the majority of poor Zimbabweans cannot afford. The astronomical fees being charged has resulted in the public health institutions being overwhelmed by sick people and operating at full capacity.
He says only 10% of Zimbabwe's population have medical insurance, and the bulk of the programs can't cover COVID-19 treatment and care in private institutions. Rusike says there is need to revisit the idea of a national health insurance that covers everyone. For VOA, this is Kudzai Zvinavashe from Harare.